On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday, the 19th of August. Let's find out what happened on this day.
I think it's probably apt to play this. Yes, American TV producer and creator of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, was born on this day in 1921.
Also no longer with us, Johnny Nash, the American singer, who was born on this day in 1940, died just last year, the age of 80.
The English rock singer who joined Deep Purple as their lead singer in 1969, Ian Gillan, is today 76.
42nd president of the USA, Bill Clinton, is 75 today.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky.
Hi, my name's Kylie.
Yep, that's Australian comedian Marianne Faye, who of course was on The Comedy Company. Today, Marianne is 66.
And he goes, nah, your dress is caught up in your undies.
US actor and drummer John Stamos today turns 58.
Former Australian rules footballer Dermot Brereton is 57.
US actress Kira Sedgwick is 56. She's also married to Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Dillon, the American actor, is 56.
Brother of Matt Dillon. Speaking of Matt, Matthew Perry today is 52. Of course, he played this guy on Friends.
Okay, you have to stop the Q-tip when there's resistance.
Chandler.
And finally, in a big day of birthdays, Australian singer Missy Higgins is 38.
Hi, this is Missy Higgins and you're listening to Gunners and Ali.
Love her. It was on this day in 1930, the two halves of Sydney Harbour Bridge were joined together.
This began on ABC TV in 1961. Yeah, what a classic theme. It's Four Corners.
It was a sad day in 1977. Groucho Marx, the US comedian and TV host, passed away aged 86.
Oh, why can't we break away from all this? Just you and I, and lodge with my fleas in the hills.
And finally, Picasso's painting, Weeping Woman, was recovered at a locker at Spencer Street Railway Station on this day in 1986. It was stolen from the National Gallery of Victoria.
How much was that worth?
Couple mil.
Far out. And that's on this day for Thursday, the 19th of August.
I am too sexy for my love.